I remain at your service, sir.
Yes, well, that will make all the difference, won't it?
I take my leave. Oh, by the way, about my invoice?
Get out!
Oh, right.
My poor, poor Gabrielle. A whole week in prison. Starting this very evening.
There's a Dr. Falker to see you.
My dear von Eisenstein, I've just heard the terrible news. Dear lady, you must be deeply distressed.
Yes.
Why are you here? I thought you weren't speaking to me.
I think what my husband did to you was very cruel, Dr. Falker.
No. It was hilarious. I'm sure Gabrielle never meant to destroy my political career, did you, Gabrielle?
It's not my fault. The electorate has no sense of humour. Surely even the mayor is allowed a little fun. In any case, my memory of the night in question is indistinct. We'd had rather a lot of champagne at the fancy dress ball. Then I drove Dr. Falker home in my carriage. I recall you looked rather fetching, dressed as a bat. Most original.
Except you didn't drive me home, did you? You propped me up against the wall of the town hall, where I woke up the following morning to the sound of 200 passers-by chanting, "Good morning, Dr. Bat!" Not that I feel bitter at all. No. Excellent joke.
Oh, my poor auntie. At this very moment, the angels are...
Adela, that's quite enough. The master requires supper. Come along, I shall supervise.
My dear von Eisenstein, just to prove there are no hard feelings, I've arranged a little treat for you. This very night, courtesy of Prince Orlovsky, whose hospitality is, extremely Russian.
I can't have little treats. I've got to report to the prison tonight.
Tomorrow morning will be fine. The governor's an old friend. Now, here's the plan.
Dear God, a whole week in prison.